This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has given a strong message that India is capable of attacking the terrorist hideouts with precision. On the success of Operation Sindoor, Mr. Modi said, under the operation, not only the terrorist camps were destroyed, but their nefarious designs and audacity were also defeated.
9 aatanki thikane barbaad hue. 100 se jyada aatankiyon ki maut hui. Aatank ke aankaon ko ab samajh aa gaya hai. Bharat ki aur nazar uthane ka ek hi anjaam hoga. Tabahi. भारत में निर्दोष लोगों का खून बहाने का एक ही अंजाम होगा विनाश और महाविनाश.
The Prime Minister gave this message while interacting with the air warriors and soldiers at Air Force Station Adampur in Punjab. He lauded the courage, valor and professionalism of the armed forces in protecting the nation during Operation Sindoor.
Operation Sindoor कोई सामान्य सैन्य अभियान नहीं है. ये भारत की नीति, नियत और निर्णायक क्षमता की त्रिवेणी है.
Prime Minister Modi said, Bharat Mata Ki Jai is the resolve of every soldier who is ready to sacrifice their lives for the country. He said it is the voice of every citizen who wants to live for the country and do something for the country.
जब हमारे ड्रोन्स
दुश्मन के किले की दीवारों को ढहा देते हैं,
जब हमारी मिसाइलें सनसनाती हुई निशाने पर पहुंचती हैं,
तो दुश्मन को सुनाई देता है
भारत माता की जय. जब हमारी फौजें न्यूक्लियर ब्लैकमेल की धमकी की हवा निकाल देती हैं, तो आकाश से पाताल तक एक ही बात गूंजती है भारत माता की जय.
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh reviewed the security situation along the western border of India during a high-level meeting in New Delhi today. The meeting was attended by the Chief of Defense Staff, General Anil Chauhan, Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh Kethripathi, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi, and Vice Chief of Air Staff, Air Marshal Narmadeshwar Tiwari. Defense Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh was also present in this meeting. 3 terrorists have been killed in a gunfight with security forces in Shukru Keller Forest area of Shopian district in Jammu and Kashmir. IGP Kashmir V.K. Birdi told Akashvani News Srinagar that the 3 killed terrorists are believed to be members of Lashkar-e-Tayyiba or the Resistance Front outfit. The identity of the slain terrorists is being ascertained. Earlier, the security forces launched a cordon and search operation following specific inputs about the presence of terrorists in the area. During the operation, terrorists opened heavy fire and fierce firefight ensued, which resulted in elimination of the 3 terrorists. The operation is still in progress. Air India has said that in view of the latest developments and keeping passenger safety in mind, flights to and from Jammu, Leh, Jodhpur, Amritsar, Bhuj, Jamnagar, Chandigarh and Rajkot are cancelled for today. In a social media post, the airline said it is monitoring the situation and will keep the passengers updated. For more information, people can call the airline contact center or visit their website. IndiGo Airline has also cancelled flights to and from Jammu, Srinagar, Leh, Amritsar, Chandigarh and Rajkot today. The operations remain normal at Delhi Airport. In Punjab, the death toll from the Hooch tragedy has reached 17, with several others still hospitalized. The incident occurred in the Majithah constituency of Amritsar, where people from 4 villages consumed spurious liquor made from ethanol last night. Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann, who met with the families of the deceased, said that those responsible will not be spared. Meanwhile, 2 excise officers, 1 deputy superintendent of police, DSP, and 1 station house officer, SHO, have been suspended. 10 people, including the kingpin, have been arrested so far. The chief minister announced 10 lakh rupees and ex gratia to the next of the kin of the deceased and a job for 1 family member. Meanwhile, leader of the opposition, Pratap Singh Bajwa, has criticized the chief minister over the tragedy. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has declared the results for both Class 12 and 10 examinations today. In class 12, a total of 16,92,794 students had appeared for the exams this year. Of these, 88.39% of students have passed, marking an increase of 0.41 percentage points over last year. Girls have outperformed boys by 5.94 percentage points, with over 91% passing the exam. Talking to Akashvani, CBSE examination controller Sanyam Bhardwaj said, transgender students recorded 100% pass percentage in class 12th exam this year. In class 10, a total of 23,71,939 students had appeared for the exams this year. Of these, 93.66% of students have cleared the board exams, an increase of 0.06 percentage points from last year. Girls have again outshone boys by 2.37 percentage points, with 95% of them passing. The results are available on the official CBSE website and other digital platforms. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the students who have successfully cleared the CBSE Class 12 and 10th exams. Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna retires today, marking the end of his tenure as the 51st Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. He had assumed office on November 10, 2024 and retires after serving as the Chief Justice of India for 6 months. Justice Khanna has formally recommended Justice Bhushan Ramkrishna Gawai, the second most senior judge of the Supreme Court, as his successor. Taiwan today said that it spotted 31 Chinese aircraft, 7 Chinese warships and 1 official ship continuing to operate around the Taiwan Strait. 30 aircraft out of 31 crossed the median line of the strait and entered the northern and southwest airspace. Taiwan's defense ministry said its army used mission aircraft, ships and shore-based missile systems to closely monitor and respond. The ministry also stated that China carried out a satellite launch mission that passed through central Taiwan towards the western Pacific Ocean, and as the altitude is outside the atmosphere, it posed no threat to Taiwan. The southwest monsoon has advanced into parts of South Bay of Bengal, South Andaman Sea, Nicobar Islands, and some areas of the North Andaman Sea today. The Nicobar Islands received widespread moderate to heavy rainfall in the last 24 hours. Similar rainfall has been recorded over the past 2 days. The Met Department said conditions are favorable for the monsoon to advance further in the next 3 to 4 days. It may cover more areas of the South Arabian Sea, Maldives and Comoran region, the rest of the Andaman and Nicobar Islands and parts of the Central Bay of Bengal. The IMD has also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions over Meghalaya today. The weather agency predicted heavy rainfall conditions at isolated places over Nicobar Islands, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Tripura, interior Karnataka, Kerala, Mahi, Rayalaseema, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. According to IMD, isolated light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty wind speed is expected over Konkan and Goa till tomorrow and Madhya Maharashtra and Marathwada during the next 3 days. The Met Department also estimated heat wave conditions over isolated pockets of Gangetic West Bengal, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Jharkhand during the next 2 days. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with losses of around 1.5% as the markets took a breather amid profit booking and cautious sentiment from investors following the previous session's massive rally. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, slumped 1,282 points or 1.58% to close at 81,148. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 dropped 346 points or 1.39% to settle at 24,578. And in Khelo India Youth Games, players of Rajasthan today made a clean sweep in the events of cycling time trial category. In boys category in 30-kilometer racing, all the medals went to Rajasthan players. Similarly, in girls category in 20-kilometer cycling, Manju Chaudhary of Rajasthan snatched gold and her co-state mate Rukmani bagged the bronze. With today's performance, Rajasthan pushed Karnataka behind and reached the second position with 35 medals including 26 gold and 8 silver. Maharashtra holds the number one position. And that is the end of this news bulletin.